I did there. Yes, it was a fantastic day. We've received wonderful news that Mertor will be granted leave to remain, just subject to final security checks and enrollment of biometrics, which in Myrtle's case should just be a formality.
Why did they go after her, Jan?
Well, I don't think that her case is an exception. A lot of people are treated exactly like that, because we're now in a time where immigration is a big topic, and I think immigration judges, as well as the government, is constantly trying to tighten the application of immigration law. So in that sense, due to a change of the adult dependent relative rule, Myrtle's case was seen as in a more stringent context than it would have been done before 2012. And the judges then deciding it were feeling that within that context, their hands were tied and they weren't willing to exercise their opinion in favor of Myrtle, finding instead that Mary could continue her relationship with Myrtle through long-distance visits to South Africa. But of course, that didn't take into account the considerable care needs of Myrtle and the fact that she was also emotionally dependent on her daughter, as the medical report had said.
Mm-hmm. How was she when you told them?
Very, very emotional. Myrtle was in tears when we told her. I mean, the family has been under a lot of pressure in the last 1.5 years, going through the appeal processes, then waiting for an outcome, then having the government set removal directions and so forth. So that's immense pressure for a healthy person, let alone someone who's very frail and is 92 years old. So finally, they can breathe and they can celebrate Mother's Day together tomorrow without the threat of removal hanging over them.
Good to talk to you. Congratulations, Jan. Jan Durfel there, who's the immigration barrister for Myrtle. I think we've got Ian still here to give a last word to him. It's good to see when things go your way, isn't it, Ian?
Well, it absolutely is, because in these cases, you never quite know where they're going to end up, whether civil servants are going to sort of be very obdurate or not. I do think it was ministerial intervention here that saved the day. I'm going to try and find that out for certain, because I think if it is, it shows maybe that one or two politicians do have a heart.
The thing is, Ian, just rather distressing there, that Jan said there are many others in the same position as Myrtle, similar age, similar situation?
Well, there may be. I've no idea. This case clearly got a lot of media attention. I mean, I wouldn't have heard about it unless I'd read it in a newspaper. So in a sense, Myrtle struck lucky, because so many people were on her side. I think there were sort of 50 or 60,000 people signed a petition supporting her, as well as all the media support she got. I mean, it's difficult to say that there will be lots and lots of 92-year-olds in a similar position. I just don't know. But if there are, then clearly the system needs to be changed.